USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, U.S. senators are looking into fraud and exploitation linked to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham opening a hearing and noting that senior citizens are especially vulnerable.
Trying to play on people's fears. Unfortunately, when you try to do some good in the country, people take advantage of it.
Associate Deputy Attorney General William Hughes testified that fraudsters have been trying to exploit the pandemic ever since the start of the crisis. The private funeral service for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It concludes days of memorials for the man whose death sparked protests around the nation and across the globe. Floyd will be buried next to his mother later today, the woman he cried out for in the viral video of his death. And this is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.